He had tried to activate both the hunter killers and the gas. Neither had responded. Now Mordred had a bloody nose, a blue bruise on his forehead, and a swollen lower lip, for he'd fallen out of the chair in which he sat and rolled about on the floor, bellowing reedy, childish cries which in no way reflected the true depth of his fury. To be able to see them on at least 5 different screens and not be able to kill or even hurt them! No wonder he was in a fury. He had felt the living darkness closing in on him, the darkness which signaled his change, and had forced himself to be calm so the change wouldn't happen. He had already discovered that the transformation from his human self to his spider self and back again consumed shocking amounts of energy. Later on that might not matter, but for the time being he had to be careful, lest he starve like a bee in a burned-over tract of forest. What I'd show you is much more bizarre than anything we have looked at so far, and I warn you in advance that your first impulse will be to laugh. That's all right. Laugh if you must. Just don't take your eye off what you see, for even in your imagination, here is a creature which can do you damage. Remember that it came of 2 fathers, both of them killers. 5. Now, only a few hours after his birth, Mia's chap already weighed 20 pounds and had the look of a healthy 6 months baby. Mordred wore a single garment, a makeshift towel diaper, which Nigel had put on when he had brought the baby his first meal of Dogon wildlife. The child needed a diaper, for he could not as yet hold his waist. He understood that control over these functions would be his soon, perhaps before the day was out if he continued to grow at his current rate. But it couldn't happen soon enough to suit him. He was for the nonce imprisoned in this idiotic infant's body.